I just want to say a few comments about yesterday's tragedy with the breakup and loss of the space shuttle Columbia that came apart as it was re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. It was headed to a landing in Florida, and it broke up upon re-entry into the atmosphere over rural Texas yesterday. It was a great loss for our country. It's certainly an enormous loss for the families of the seven crew members who were aboard, six American astronauts and one Israeli astronaut. It's so sad to hear the stories of the young kids who are waiting for their parents to return home, and then they don't return home. There's nothing worse can happen to a family than what happened to those families yesterday. And my hope is that we go forward from this tragedy, that we learn from it, that ultimately we find a way to have some good come out of it, that we figure out what went wrong, we correct the flaw in technology or engineering or design or in maintenance of our space shuttles, and that such a horrible catastrophe never again reoccurs. And I also hope it doesn't dampen our uniquely American will to explore and discover our universe. Nothing has held Americans back in the past. We have gone forward and made incredible strides discovering this whole land, which we started just on the East Coast, and we explored all the way to the Pacific and settled this great new land, and we were the first country then to go into to have a lunar exploration, a manned lunar exploration. Some exciting things have come out of the space program. I think there will be a discussion, though, in Washington about whether we can afford to keep up the program and what the benefits are. I think that's a healthy debate. We should make NASA justify the spending. We also have to have hearings to see whether we have adequately funded NASA in the past. The Senate Commerce Committee, on which I serve, governs NASA in the United States Senate, and there has already been a call for hearings on yesterday's tragedy. One of our committee members is Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida, who in fact was a space shuttle astronaut who flew, I believe, on the Columbia space shuttle. And he has already called for hearings into what happened yesterday. And I'm sure we will have that discussion within the next few weeks in Congress. I think there are a lot of questions that come to mind. One, the age of the space shuttle fleet. The Columbia was over two decades old. We had originally anticipated that they could fly for many decades, and I think the Columbia was scheduled to be in service until about the year 2010 or 2012. But query whether those shuttles can fly that long. We have airplanes in this country that certainly fly 30, 40 years. The old DC-3, some of them flew for 50 or 60 years. But with the space shuttle, it's much more complicated. The maintenance is very expensive. We have to consider the questions about the aging of the space shuttle fleet. We have to ask questions about the training and the personnel at NASA. There have been a lot of retirements from that agency. A lot of the people who first came during the Apollo years have now retired. And what is the training and motivation of the younger people coming in? And in addition to asking whether NASA is being given enough money, we have to ask whether they're spending the money that they have been given as effectively as possible. And those questions, I suppose, are premature today, because now we are mourning and grieving, especially for those kids who are waiting for their parents to come home.